groups work alongside each other. Teams work with each other. And high-performance teams work for each other. Trust is the basis of every interpersonal relationship. Hello and welcome to today's LightWolf podcast. I am super happy that you're joining today for this new show, for this new episode of this LightWolf Leadership Podcast. Because today we are going to exchange thoughts on an absolute passion topic of mine. The six principles of high performance teams. This is part three of our new series on team leadership. The first two episodes were entitled 1. Teams versus lone wolves. When are teams really better? Sometimes maybe individual work is the better version. And title 2, difficult personalities in the team. How to solve conflict. And this today is now episode 3 of a total of 5 that we have prepared for you. Today, it's all about high performance teams. Ever since I was a child, I've been curious and I've been interested in understanding what makes the difference between groups that only work next to each other, teams that maybe strike a lucky punch once in a while, and real high performance teams that succeed time and time again. What makes the difference? My fellow consultants and I committed time to investigate. We compiled the best knowledge, the best research available from Harvard, from Google over the last years. And we constantly renew and update and complete our knowledge. And then we supplemented this knowledge with our strongest own experience from our own professional careers. Because all of us, every consultant, every coach, every trainer here in the team has 20 plus years of own line leadership responsibility, often with a P&L. So we know what it feels to be a leader. And we also know how it feels to be in a team as a member or as a team leader. So all of this experience from business, from different industries, from small and from big companies, and from the worlds of sports, all of this knowledge goes into what we offer to our clients. And based on all of this, we developed a tool that's called the Team Health Index that allows us to help teams self-assess their strengths and opportunities as a team. And we offer a service that's called Good to Great. A data-based, structured, tailor-made and sustained way to turn teams from good to great. It has already helped many teams to significantly and sustainably increase their trust and their productivity. By the way, if this is of interest for you as well, if you want to find ways to develop your own team into a high-performance team, if you want to develop customized tools for your team that work, then get in touch with me for a free initial consultation. I would love to meet you, listen, and understand where your areas of pressure are, what's missing, what you'd like to improve in your own team. Just go into the show notes, book a convenient date. Now, let's turn towards today's topic. Here is the essence of what makes real teams that succeed time and time again. The six principles of high-performance teams. Principle number 1, trust. Trust is the basis of every interpersonal relationship. In my life, trust is built up in two ways. When I meet a person for the first time, trust is more like a gut feeling, an intuition in my stomach. I feel this person says what they really think. I don't know yet whether I'm right or wrong, because it's the first time I meet him or her. But it's an intuition. I somehow feel they are honest and they say what they really think. From the second encounter onwards, this intuition is complemented by an observation. Because then I know they have done what they said last time. So first, I feel they think what they say, and then I know they do what they committed and said last time. This is the way trust builds up in my life. I try to stick to my commitments. When I say I do something, I do it. And if I can't, then I go proactively and let the other person know that I have to change what I committed to do. Right? So this is the way it works in my life. And trust is the basis of the high-performance team pyramid, the basis of every single team. Now, I would like to invite you to take part in a very short survey. If you could please answer the following simple question about trust. The question is very simple and has just one of two answers. How do you deal with trust? Do you trust others right away from the start? Or do others have to earn your trust step by step? There are both schools of thought, and this question is understanding your way of thinking. So please be so kind, just 10 seconds, click on your answer on this question. Simply put, and based on my experience, groups work alongside each other. Teams work with each other, and high-performance teams work for each other. And one of the biggest differences between those three different forms of group or team is trust. This genuine mutual support of really working for each other and knowing that you have my back when you are my team member, this genuine mutual support requires highest levels of trust. Principle two, conflicts. It's so funny that so often I hear people think and say, Stefan, yeah, in teams there are no conflicts. Bullshit. In high-performing teams, there are the same number of conflicts like in lower-performing teams. The difference is not in whether they have conflict. The difference is in their attitude and in their way to using or not using conflict as an opportunity. In lower-performing teams, conflicts are neglected. They are ignored. They are avoided. People try to pretend they are non-existent. Or they use it destructively. They try to dominate others and be aggressive. That's what happens in low-performing teams. However, in high-performing teams, people know conflict. People use conflict constructively. Constructively means they are using it to make something better, to make a solution better, to strengthen an interpersonal relationship. Because using conflict productively the right way not only does not reduce the strength of a relationship, it even improves relationships, if done right. So I encourage you in your team, use conflicts. They are a super opportunity and use them constructively. Principle three, commitment. Commitment to me means people are giving their best. They're not just there to give a limited amount of time and then run home as soon as they can. People give their best. People are committed to perform, to succeed, to help each other win and succeed. That is principle number three. And you can see that if you feel in a team there is just performance to duty, people just do the bare minimum required to be paid, or do people do what's required? Do they give their everything? Do they give their best knowledge and their full commitment to make the team succeed? That's principle number three, commitment. Principle four, responsibility. Responsibility in three different ways, at least. First, in high-performing teams, responsibility is clear. It's well-defined. Success is clear. Success is defined in terms of quality, time, and desired outcome. Responsibility is also clarified as to who is the one person responsible or accountable to delivering a certain result. The second way responsibility lives in high-performing teams is that people take people into responsibility. First, in high-performing teams, people take themselves into account. If you and I are on the same team, and we are on a high-performance team, if I commit to you, dear Lightwolf fan, dear partner, I will deliver an analysis about this with the following outcome and the following recommendation by Thursday night. And it's Friday morning and I still haven't delivered to you, then I will come to you and tell you what happened and why and what's going to happen next. Even better, I should tell you before Thursday night. I should tell you, hey, dear partner, I committed to you to deliver by tonight, but here is the reason why I can't. I really apologize. I will deliver one day later. I'm sorry. But I take myself into responsibility. And if I don't do it, then you will do it. Because in high-performance teams, people not only take themselves, but also others into responsibility. Because that's what happens in order to achieve results. That's what happens in order to achieve success. So, taking responsibility. Principle 5. Focus on results. Of course, process is important. There is no doubt about that. Processes are needed. Systems are needed, right? Because oftentimes, if processes are designed well, systems are designed well, and people know how to operate them, then those tools, processes and systems, enable us to achieve more result in the same time. Sometimes more result in much less time, right? So process or systems or tools are important. But they are not the end in themselves, but a means to an end. They are a means to achieve results. In those less well-performing teams, team members sometimes hide behind the process and focus only on rules, on procedures, and less on results. In high-performing teams, though, focus is always on results. Let me illustrate this with a very powerful example, short, crisp, simple insight from the world of sports. Maybe you have heard about the America's Cup. And even if you're not into sailing, the America's Cup is, simply worded, something like the Team World Cup of Nations in sailing. Around the year 2000, Team New Zealand challenged Team United States, who had won the America's Cup for decades in a row. And Team New Zealand challenges the US team in Californian waters. And Team New Zealand wins 5-0. And when asked about the secret of this success, the skipper of Team New Zealand, a gentleman named Russell Coutts, answered, "One of the things we did is to ask ourselves every day, is what I'm doing now making the boat go faster?" Unquote. Is what I'm doing now making the boat go faster? If yes, keep going. If not, stop doing what you do and do something else. So that's this anecdote, and that's this short quote. And I really like it a lot because it's so clear, so crisp, so actionable, and so memorable. And that means to me, if what I'm doing now, either indirectly or directly, makes the boat go faster, I continue. And even if I'm the cook who 3 times a day prepares a nutritious meal for 20 people on the boat, then I'm indirectly making the boat go faster. Or maybe I'm changing course or I'm pulling tighter on a sail. Those might directly make the boat go faster. But if I'm neither indirectly nor directly making the boat go faster with my current action, then I stop what I'm doing. We should take a nap. We should rest or just do something else. To me, a brilliant example for how to focus on results. And finally, principle number 6, same hunger. Most of the research we read, most of the work from other tremendous consultants, and I particularly like the work of Patrick Lencioni on the 5 dysfunctions of a team, describe very well those first 5 principles. But to me, there is a principle number six that I haven't found in research on team productivity or team effectiveness. And that's this principle number six, same hunger. When I am invited to a new company and we start collaborating, supporting them on strategy, on change, on leadership, then we often walk the office, do interviews, meet people, listen. And by doing so, I inhale the smell of the place, the atmosphere, the feeling that's around, the buzz that's around, created by people working in this office. I enjoyed it a lot, for example, when last year I was allowed to visit three different Google offices, two of them in Manhattan, and one in Zurich, Switzerland. Interesting to feel the similarity in the smell of the place in this Google culture. And I think I can feel a difference whether a team is just playing to play or playing to win. A team that plays to play completes tasks routinely without any deep passion. There is often a lack of urgency. Innovation and real commitment are not really tangible. That's really how I feel in a team that just plays to play. Real commitment to achieving goals? No. Decisions are often avoided or delayed, and there is a lack of drive to go beyond what's necessary. A team that plays to win, on the other hand, shows a much higher level of initiative, clear goal orientation, a strong focus on results. Team members work together proactively without needing to be told or encouraged. Proactively. They take on challenges and they show resilience in the face of setbacks. They are willing to go the extra mile and make decisions that lead to success because they are hungry for this success. These are the six principles we discover time and time again that differentiate low-performing from high-performing teams. In summary, principle one, trust. Two, conflicts. Use them productively. Three, commitment. Four, responsibility. Five, results focus. And six, hunger for the same success. I hope you enjoyed this Lightwolf podcast today, and I hope you could take something with you that helps you enjoy your work, be successful, and help your team. If you enjoyed it, please be so kind to rate this podcast and leave a feedback, leave a rating in your podcast streaming service. Thank you very much for joining me today. I already now look forward to welcome you again here in the Lightwolf podcast when the show is on next time. Thank you very much for today and see you soon. Your Stefan.